Several levels of government have teamed up and invested more than $8.7 million to install hundreds of electric vehicle charging ports across the capital region. The funding will see approximately 576 Level 2 and 20 direct current fast charging (DCFC) ports rolled out at 80 locations. The project will help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and help British Columbians breathe cleaner air by making it easier for people to opt for electric vehicles, a news release said. BC provided the bulk of the local charger investment. Transportation accounts for 40% of BC's emissions, which is why it's so important that we make it easier and affordable for people to drive zero-emission vehicles, BC's Environment Minister George Heyman said in the news release. Canada is aiming for 60% of all new light-duty vehicle sales to be zero-emission models by 2030 before ending the sale of new passenger gasoline or diesel vehicles in 2035. The funding for EV ports across the region is one way governments are giving drivers more options for greener travel, said Sean Fraser, the Federal Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities. It is no secret that vehicles contribute significantly to GHG emissions and have a discernible impact on climate change, he said. Investing in public EV charging networks across Canada is how our government is making electric vehicles a reliable and convenient alternative for commuters and getting us one step closer to reaching our carbon emission reduction targets. The City of Victoria and the Capital Regional District provided a combined $2,329,000 to the EV infrastructure. The city will manage up to 424 of the Level 2 ports and all 20 of the fast chargers planned under the project. This investment reinforces our commitment to sustainable transportation solutions, empowering our community to embrace low-carbon options, Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto said. The charging network will help residents more easily transition to electric vehicles and reduce transpiration emissions now and in the future, CRD Chair Colin Plant said. Read, Victoria Transit System completes $16.8 million technology upgrade.